Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs, and today's topic, roommates and house guests. Now, roommates can be your best friend or great companions, or the person who just pays their share of the rent, but they can also be, well, sometimes less than ideal. Here now to talk about how to deal with a housemate or a roommate that isn't always the best is Jim Johnston. He is the executive producer of The Real World, and he's here in D.C. filming the latest installment of the seminal MTV show. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Wow, being uncomfortable, huh?
Yeah, so you can be uncomfortable, and I thought The Real World is this place where there's a lot of uncomfortable moments.
And that's what the show is all about. How do you react? You're putting together a very interesting semester of college is how I like to think of it. Just eight incredible dorm roommates who have very strong opinions and are able to voice those opinions. That's very important. They need to be able to speak up for who they are and what their opinions are.
Can you sense, okay, now once you start filming and you kind of see which maybe personality types people fall into, okay, it looks like these types of personalities are going to clash a little bit. I mean, and which ones really don't work out so well?
That's a tough question. I think personalities that, when they argue a subject, get violent, those personalities are not going to work out. But I'm a firm believer in observing all these behaviors, that if you actually live with somebody and share a life with somebody, you don't have to really love them, but these kids form a bond by the end of it. Even the ones that don't really like each other are going to give a big hug, and in later years, you'll see them together, and they'll be friends because they shared this common experience of living together and getting through those uncomfortable moments.
So you need a new roommate. One of the questions you should have should be, do you tend to get violent when you have arguments?
Yes. I mean, I would ask people, how much do they drink? Do they take drugs? Anything that you might have major problems with, you should ask that person questions specifically about the topics that you're uncomfortable with.
But I lived in a co-ed group house in college. It was just for a semester. And a lot of my friends said, dude, you gotta make sure you don't hook up with your housemates, because if you start smooching one of your housemates, it's going to end up two ways. Either you could be boyfriend and girlfriend, that's great, or it's going to go horribly wrong and someone's going to have to move out because it's going to be too much tension and too much acrimony.
A lot of tension is sexual tension when you've got a co-ed situation. Normally, if they start out with a relationship and then it goes south, they usually stay away from each other the rest of the time, and some pretty nasty things can get said. But I've also seen some great relationships develop where from the first moment they met each other, you could see magic. And I can think of Danny and Melinda from the Austin season. Well, I went to their wedding a year ago, and they're very happily married, and they've not been apart since.
But it seems like also with The Real World, a lot of the things that maybe are the biggest bones of contention between roommates are eliminated. I mean, you don't have to pay rent, correct?
No.
Maybe cleanliness, maybe is that high up then on where people argue the most?
That's very true. The very simplest thing, housekeeping, can erupt into the biggest confrontation. Whether you pick up your room and this roommate doesn't. Yeah, I think it's very important if you're going to room with somebody or live with somebody, is to find their cleanliness factor. How close to God are they?
Do you have a favorite person who was particularly anal or particularly slobby from The Real World that you can think back about?
No, because in general, as a group, they all become the biggest slobs I've ever seen. You know, sometimes the camera people will come off the floor to an area where they can rest, and it's off camera, and they'll talk about the stench inside. Oh, they haven't cleaned the kitchen in a while. Oh, can you please move your clothes away from the bed because I can't get in there for my shot. They collectively seem to evolve into the biggest slobs in the world. The slob will always win out. That's one thing I've learned. The slob will dominate every time.
It seems like the people who try to work out pie charts. All right, on Wednesday, someone's going to do dishes. On Thursday, someone's going to take out the trash. I don't know if that's ever kind of been worked, tried to been worked out on a real world house, but it's never seemed to work in any group house I've ever lived in.
It happens all the time. Some anal person tries to put a chart together, and the others just mock it. I mean, it probably gets posted on the refrigerator and doesn't last but an hour before it's in pieces. You know, I've done other types of shows like these, house shows, where you bring people together from different backgrounds, diverse backgrounds, and they live together. And there is one type that tends to have problem, and that is single children. If you didn't grow up with other siblings and in a house with other people your own age, you're going to have a lot of problems because you don't know how to cope with others who are different than you or have different needs than you or make a mess.
So that's something to look for maybe if you're screening for a housemate. Hey, how many brothers and sisters do you have? Oh, okay, you come from an Orthodox family where you have 18? Perfect. You know, they'll probably be able to deal
that's
with everything,
true.
Right?
That's true.
Well, thank you very much, Jim Johnston, the executive producer of The Real World. The Real World 23 is currently filming
yes.
in D.C. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.